Thank you. I was curious if you could maybe explain why the ascetics, they were growing their hair in dreadlocks, but the Buddha decided to shave. There's something to learn, understand, like such a contrast between the two.
Yeah, I can't say exactly why the Buddha encouraged head shaving. That was the style he chose, just like the kind of robes that we wear and sewn into the paddy field pattern. That was a particular choice. I think in terms of tidiness and hygiene, could easily have had something to do with it. It's quite clearly laid out in the Vinaya texts that, the nuns and the monks were expected to be shaving their heads, and have your hair no longer than 2 finger breadths at the longest. And that quality of uniformity is part of it, so that everyone is pretty much looking the same. And so evening things out, so whether you've got really good hair or really awful hair, or it all goes, you don't have to think about what you're going to do with your hair, or comparing how long your dreadlocks are compared to somebody else's. So it all goes. So that sense of simplicity. Like, we'd have to think, what will I wear today? So, well, brown, 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 or brown. It's very, very simple. So that there's a lot in the terms of the Vinaya that's just sort of convenience and simplicity, and so that it's helping to make life as uncomplicated as possible in the human realm. So, shaving your head, and then it is quite a good leveler in terms of whether you're young or old. Everyone's lost their hair. Whether you've got kind of good hair or not good hair, everyone, it's all gone. You don't have to think in those worldly terms, and so it's a natural leveling. Or in terms of our robes, we all wear the same robes, so it's a natural leveling quality within the community. And that is also a sign of renunciation that some groups already followed in the Buddha's time. Some groups that they plucked the hair out rather than shaved it, like one by one, so which takes a long, long time, apparently. So the Buddha specifies shaving rather than plucking all your hair out, and that it should be done on a regular basis so that your hair doesn't grow too long.
Not related to spiritual. I heard sometimes there's maybe from the yogi. I think there was the yogi at the time. They were growing their hair until like all of their life, and then only at the time of death they were cutting, and that was kind of like.
I'm not sure. That probably is a pattern that some people follow, but I think the Buddha made his own choices along the way, and that was a choice that he made. He might well have had a head full of hair while he and his 5 companions were living as yogis, and then they just decided when he established the order that was a way to do it, was to shave the head. I think out of, as I said, out of tidiness, simplicity, hygiene. I saw a report once of when they did an analysis on some of Bob Marley's dreadlocks. There was quite an ecosystem. Not to any, no disrespect to Bob Marley and his own spiritual path, but there was a lot of different forms of DNA found in his hair, other than his own human. So, just in terms of cleanliness and tidiness, those kind of considerations, I think it's my guess. Again, I don't remember being around then. I might have been, but I don't remember. I would personally, I was very happy to shave my head. I was very, very attached to my hair. As a layman, it was sort of, I had ringlets that I was very proud of, and would draw admiring glances from people. And so it was quite a relief just to shave it all off and dump it in the forest at Wat Phananachat. Let the birds make nests out of it. The mice and the rodents in the forest like to make nests out of that kind of thing as well.